Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
For the first time in the city, vaccine supply exceeds demand, according to a New York City councilman. Let's go to the Javits. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius.
Getting an appointment to get a vaccine has never been easier, says Councilman Mark Levine, tweeting that there are thousands of openings here at the Javits Center.
Partly this is a good thing because we have expanded access. There are more places and more times where people can get vaccinated.
He says that means those eager to get the vaccine has already gotten theirs, and now officials need to focus on those who decided to wait.
The next wave is going to be people who, while they're not opposed to getting a vaccine, we're just going to have to do more to get to them.
And that's what Mayor de Blasio says the city is doing now.
But we've got a lot more outreach work to do, and that's what we're deepening right now.
Darius Rantius, 1010 Winds at the Javits Center.
Some of the county executives in our area have formed a coalition aimed at fully restoring the state and local tax deduction, otherwise known as SALT. Westchester's George Latimer, Nassau's Laura Kern, Suffolk's Steve Ballone are launching a petition calling on New Yorkers to reach out to their Congress members, urging them to support a full repeal of the SALT tax law. Ballone calling the law unfair.
The time is now to end the SALT cap rule to restore our deductions and to eliminate this massive federal tax increase on Long Island and state homeowners.
Several members of Congress are also calling for a full SALT restoration, and they are scheduled to meet with President Biden. Here at home, a large upgrade project is about to get underway on Manhattan's east side.
Well, the price tag is a bit steep, just short of $1.5 billion, but Mayor de Blasio says the east side coastal resiliency project will protect a 2.5-mile stretch against future flooding.
Absolutely crucial. You're seeing work begin at Stuyvesant Cove Park. We've got to remember what we went through.
Referring, of course, to Sandy, which put 8 feet of water into lower east side buildings. Councilmember Carlina Rivera says it comes with a nice perk.
A brand new East River Park built atop this new flood protection system, preserving open space for generations to come.
Now, the plan raises the park 8 to 10 feet, but not everyone's a fan. A group of East Village residents have already gone to court to stop it. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
If you got your vaccine in New York, you were probably told to hang on to that card, take a picture of it, and maybe even download it on that New York Excelsior app. Governor Cuomo launched America's first vaccine passport as a way to track your health. But Albert Fox Kahn, founder of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, tells 1010 Winds he was able to hack Excelsior Pass.
Here in New York, we rolled out the first vaccine passport in the country, Excelsior Pass. And the entire justification for having this, rather than, you know, the traditional paper proof of vaccination, is that it was supposed to be secure. It was supposed to be a way to tell who had really gotten the vaccine. But the truth is that it's not.
He says his hack took him all of 11 minutes. 1010 Winds reached out to the governor's office for comment. There's other controversy over using a vaccine passport for things like international travel. Some cite privacy concerns. As for laminating that card, instead, the advice is not to do that because you might need to record a booster one day. Tough enough to make it into one IV. Now, two high school seniors in Clifton, New Jersey, have gotten into all eight. Ashley Hernandez plans to study political science. Miriam Mufflet plans to study physics pre-med. They haven't decided which Ivy they will pick. They've been best friends for years, and they say wherever they wind up, they will stay the closest of friends. In New Jersey, a man is suing the federal government so he can sell his own organs. 37-year-old John Bellaccio of Oakland has filed the suit in Manhattan federal court saying he has struggled financially and would like to offload some of his organs, maybe a kidney. Doing that is illegal. Bellaccio, a career academic, says this isn't Sweeney Todd or anything. It's his constitutional right to determine what he does with his personal property, namely his body.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.